Hello guys, my name is Brad Deacon and I am a Boy Scout. Today I will be reading Paul Bunyan by, doesn't say their first name, it just says Ander. So, sorry. The Great Lakes are great. The Mississippi River is long. The Grand Canyon is huge. And the Rocky Mountains are big. Some storytellers say that they were the work of one man. One very big man named Paul Bunyan. Paul Bunyan was the biggest and the best lumberjack in America. The best there ever was. Swoosh. He was so strong that he could chop down an entire forest with one swing of his mighty axe. Paul was born big. Some people say he was the biggest baby ever born in the state of Maine. He had caused lots of problems. Sometimes when he sneezed, he blew people clear out of the state. "When I grow up, I'm going to be a lumberjack," he said. In those days, the forests were thick with trees. "Timber," he called down as he chopped down trees. "Timber." And sure enough, when he did grow up, he set out to be a lumberjack. But by this time, he was awfully big. So big, in fact, that he decided to go to Michigan and open his own logging camp. What a group he hired. He got the very best crew he could find. Over 2,000 people. There were all sorts of folks in his camp. Johnny Inkslinker was the bookkeeper. Sourdough Sam was the cook. And Hal's Halverson was the foreman. There was work to be done. Paul did things in a big way. His camp was the biggest and best in the country. It was so big that Paul had to dig the Great Lakes just to have water for the crew. Paul invented modern tools to help men with their work, like the two-man saw and the grindstone for sharpening axes. He also invented special sleds for carrying logs from the forest to the camp. By golly, what a place. The bunkhouse in Paul's camp was so big that the men needed maps to find their beds at night. And talk about big eaters. Every morning, Sourdough Sam had a big job to do. He had to cook enough pancakes for all the men. He cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked. Thousands and thousands of pancakes. The camp hummed with the sounds of work. People came and went. There was a lot to do. But sometimes Paul was lonely. Sometimes he wished that he had a friend his size to help him. Then one winter, during the winter of the blue snow, Paul found just the friend he was looking for. Something was buried in the snow. "Who's there?" Paul asked. "Moo," came the reply. It was a baby blue ox. Paul picked up the ox and carried it back to camp. He nursed the ox until it was strong and healthy. Paul decided to name the ox Babe. Babe grew quickly, but before long, he was almost as big as Paul, which caused lots of problems. One day, Babe knocked over a tank of water. The entire camp might have drowned, but Paul acted quickly. As fast as he could, he dug a ditch to let the water drain away. Today, that ditch is called the Mississippi River. Even if he did knock over things, Babe was a great help to Paul. Working together, the two of them were able to do more in a single day than all the others could do in a year. In fact, they worked so hard that there was no more to be done. Paul had to close the camp. A must go see the country, babe, said Paul. I want to see the trees called redwoods, the trees that grow taller than the sky. On the way west, Paul and Babe stopped in logging camps and helped the men with their work. In Wisconsin, they saw a group of men trying to pull logs up a twisted, crooked road. Let's help, said Paul. Let's straighten out that road. Then Paul hitched Babe to one end of the road. He snorted and puffed and pulled. Suddenly there was a loud crack and a loud snap. One by one, the curve snapped straight until the road was perfect. Hooray, shouted the loggers. Three cheers for Paul and Babe. Paul and Babe explored America. Everywhere they went, people were happy to see them. They helped the settlers in North Dakota clear the land for their farms. In Montana, they dug lakes and streams so the people would have fresh water. And in Iowa, they helped the farmers plant corn. In Colorado, Paul accidentally dragged his pick on the ground. The place where his pick cut into the ground is still there today. It's called the Grand Canyon. In Washington, Babe stepped on some hills and made the Cascade Mountains. And when Paul spilled a glass of water, he made the Puget Sound. Once when Paul burned some hot biscuits, he tossed them away. They were too hard to eat. But where they landed are the Rocky Mountains today. Paul and Babe roamed all over America. Some people say they saw Paul and Babe heading for Alaska. And others say that Paul and Babe became cowboys in Texas. But wherever they are, someday soon, it's just possible that you might see Paul Bunyan and his great blue ox. There you go, guys. That was Paul Bunyan. It was good, but I think the other tale was better. Apparently, I read the book a little, and I didn't read the title page. I read the front of the book, which is what I usually do. The guy who wrote this is J.I. Anderson, illustrated by Joel Snyder. I don't know whether this is the same Anderson that wrote the famous Anderson fairy tales or not, but I can tell this guy had a great story for Paul Bunyan. So, there you go. Yay.